Why does he like the wailing? Let's hear it.
How should I not wail bitterly on account of his deceit, since I am not in the circle of those intoxicated with him?
Mm-hmm. Creation, when the beauty of God appeared and all the pixels happened to be here, all the differentiation is here. Main thing that happened, distance became reality. So there are some parts who are distant from the center. So they should wail, because they are not at the center. The wailing which we are talking is not to be, but to be one. Not to be the parrot which is joining the other parrot. That's wailing, the necessity of wailing. How could I not do that? Because I'm not in the ring of the drunk fellow around him.
This is also referring back to the opening bit where the nay cries its tale of separation.
Yes.
Yes, the nay. Yeah. How should I not mourn like night without his day and without the favor of his day illumining countenance? His unsweetness is sweet in my soul. May my soul be sacrificed to the beloved who grieves my heart. I am in love with my grief and pain for the sake of pleasing my peerless king. I make the dust of sorrow a salve for mine eye, that the two seas of mine eyes may be filled with pearls.
Of course, here and the verse before is not pearl, is gohar.
Oh, jewel.
Jewel. Because gohar, you know, is johar. Arabic version is johar because they don't have a ge. Yeah. The Persian ge will be je in Arab language always. So this is gohar, this is the essence. He's talking about gohar, jewel, but at the same time it has the meaning of essence. Yes?
The tears which people shed for his sake are pearls, and people think they are tears. I am complaining of the soul of the soul. I am not complaining. I am relating.
That's the point. Then I go back to that gilet. Okay, I wail, I nag, I cry. And all of these are not that negatively looked at that you're thinking about. Because at the end of the day, I'm not complaining. This is a way of communication and reminding myself. I want to talk about him. Just, I'm looking for an excuse to bring up his name. That's why I'm doing it. And this is revayat, what I say. It's not shikayat. It means I'm narrating something. Revayat is narration and shikayat is complaint. And say, I'm complaining from the John of the John. No, I'm not the complainer. I'm the narrator. Means this complaint is in everyone. It's in all of you. The parrot in you has all this. And I'm narrating the speech of the parrot, actually. Not that I'm nagging. And the parrot, yes, parrot is complaining, one.
My heart
because
is...
it's in the cage. The parrot in the cage should... You say, how could I not wail? Listen to the parrot and say, how should I not wail? I'm in this cage and the three parrots are in India. Someone will say, I'm not complaining. I'm narrating the complaint of that parrot in you, because my parrot is free. Yes.
My heart is saying, I am tormented by him, and I have been laughing at its poor pretense.
Means in this narration, okay, I narrate that my heart will say, oh, and I laugh at this heart. listen, I'm just narrating. It's not that it's happening to me. Yeah.
Do right, O glory of the righteous, O thou who art the dais, and I the threshold of thy door. Where are threshold and dais in reality? In the quarter where our beloved is. Where are we and I?
That word of reality, please change it, because it cannot be reality. Meaning, ma'ani. Just in the meaning, because he will do this later again and again. He will say, there is this reality and there is this field of meaning. In the field of meaning, later he will say, in the field of meaning there is no masculine feminine. In the field of meaning there is no singular plural. It will come. Here he will say, ah, again, I was talking about this nagging and wailing and things like that. And even in narrating it, I was saying me and him. But when you go deep down into meaning, there is no me and him. There is no even that kind of separation. Yes.
O thou whose soul is free from we and I, O thou who art the subtle essence of the spirit in man and woman. When man and woman become one, thou art that one.
Means what? Jenna, what it means? Maru. No, you cannot, because this people has read this. It comes in the future. They have to go advance. Next story is about a man and a woman, and they fight each other, which is, he will say, this is your intelligence, the other one is yourself, and they fight each other, and blah, 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 and he will tell you how they come together. And say, when they come together, when the intelligence and the heart, they come together, then that's you. You see, it happens here. Me. This division in me disappears. That unity is him. Yeah.
When man and woman become one, thou art that one. When the units are wiped out, lo, thou art that. Thou didst contrive this I and we in order that thou mightst play the game of worship with thyself.
It's not worship. The word is not worship. And worship will ruin everything. That's the religious tendency within that. The word is khidmat.
Khidmat?
Khidmat. Khidmat means when you serve.
Serve?
Serve. Servant is khidmatkar. You serve as a dean of the faculty. You serve. Khidmat mikuni. Then I'll ask you, what are you doing? You say, I'm serving these people. I'm doing my duty. That's khidmat. Okay? When you go to these little holy places, there is a guy who named Khadem, because he's serving over there. He's the guardian doing it. So khidmat is that. Working as a duty. I mean, the moral duty will make an action, and that action is khidmat. Let me say, this is the strange stuff that, oh, you made this me and us and thing like that, because you wanted to do that khidmat with yourself. But amazingly, he uses a very special word here.